Edwards currently runs a poverty center at the University of North Carolina and has been traveling the U.S. making speeches about helping low-income people. Edwards says he's still undecided about making another run for the presidency in 2008. But he says this year's congressional elections are critical. He says he feels good about Democrats' chances because he says people are disenchanted with President Bush and the Republican-led House and Senate. Edwards says Democrats do have a winning message.
For example, raising the minimum wage. I mean, the American people are for this. All you have to do is point out that the Washington politicians are stopping what should be done and what the country wants to be done. So yeah, these are all good issues for us.
Edwards says this spring's debate over the proposed federal budget could also help Democrats because he says the Bush administration wants tax breaks for the wealthy and would cut some spending for the poor. Edwards acknowledges tens of thousands of jobs have been created in the last 18 months, but says many people still can't find family-supporting work. Marquette University political scientist John McAdams says Democrats winning control of the House in the fall elections is not in the cards, even though the party is optimistic about capturing the House seat in Green Bay. But McAdams says the Senate is inherently more competitive, and Democrats have an outside shot at gaining the majority.
Or whittling down the Republican majority such that Republicans really don't have a workable majority, winning three seats, say, such that, for example, a conservative judicial nominee might have difficulty getting past.
Democrats say it may help their chances to have people like John Edwards around to help them raise money. The Assembly Democrats campaign office says yesterday's fundraiser in Milwaukee brought in $10,000 for this fall's Assembly races. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.